Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
We are officially over the hill.
40. Yeah.
That's right. We are on episode 40 of the Kelly Mano Radio. Hey, that is not why we're celebrating. You guys are premature.
I never prematurely celebrate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't either.
You guys are prematurely celebrating. That's not what we're celebrating.
I don't know what you heard, but that's not a problem for me.
Okay, so first of all, I know Haas and I have had an absolutely exhausting weekend.
Yes.
Beyond
awesome,
exhausting.
Awesome, but tired.
But before that, we have a big announcement to make on the show. And that is that starting right now, like as of this week, the Kelly Mano Show is going to be 2 days a week, every single week.
Yay! And Sir Mix-a-Lot used to say, double up,
My blower won't work.
That was my problem earlier.
Your problem was that yours was going to the left.
And not making noise.
Jimmy has that problem too, don't tell him.
It's a problem for Jimmy and not you.
So yeah, we signed on 4 brand new advertisers last week, brand new full-time advertisers, and that means we got to start doing more shows.
Yep.
So I'm thinking every Monday and every Thursday.
That's fine.
Does that sound good?
To me.
Does that sound good to everybody? And also, so we made a video promoting that we are going up to 2 shows a week, and we're giving away Cardinal tickets.
Yeah,
so,
that's kind of awesome.
Yay.
I still can't reach with that arm.
Oh, that would suck.
So the home opener is tomorrow. And we have 4 amazing seats to the Cardinal game this Saturday in section 228. And all you have to do is go on Facebook and share the video of us celebrating the 2 shows a week.
Yep.
It's going to be a very funny video. And just make sure you can go to the game if you enter.
Yeah, don't be that guy who wins and then doesn't use them.
Yeah, so all you got to do is you have to share our video. But then you also have to write, like, why you like the show. Like, hey, like, producer Gary is super hot. Or,
there you go.
You know,
I'm good with that.
Kelly?
Extra votes for that.
Yeah, you have to write something. Because if you just share a random link and don't say anything, nobody knows what it is or why.
Correct.
So nobody's going to click on it.
Nope.
So we want everybody to know that the podcast is officially going up to 2 days a week starting right now. And they can listen to past shows at kellymano.com. And we got a new binge listener over the weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to have to find my phone and get her name. Because I always get these Facebook messages from like somebody who just discovered the show, and then they email me like 20 times a day and ask me all these old questions, you know?
Right.
It's like, oh, but the ghost in your house or this or that. And, so it's really cool. Haas.
Yes, ma'am.
What are we going to talk about first? Guns N' Roses or Libby Lou?
It's your show. I say Libby Lou. I was there for both things. So.
And Libby Lou is a little bit cuter than Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Haas got to see Guns N' Roses for the first time in 23 years.
Oh, I got to see this version, the original. Well, I can't even say the original, but I got to see Axl and Slash together.
Exactly.
For the first time in 23 years.
So let's talk about that next break.
Okay.
Because that's kind of like its own thing.
Yeah.
So why don't you start explaining to people what happened with TJ Oshie? For people who listen who are not from St. Louis and they're like, who the hell is TJ Oshie? Tell a little bit about how long he was with the Blues, when and maybe why he was traded, and
so,
while I pull up a video.
Oshie was pretty much the face of the franchise for the better part of the last decade as the Blues rebuilt from having an awful team post-strike through becoming what is now a fairly popular and fairly good NHL team. I won't say great because we can't win in the playoffs, but we're a very good team.
Right.
Part of the problem with not winning in the playoffs is your fan base and your ownership needs to make changes in order to keep the fans engaged and fix what is broken. And unfortunately for TJ, through really no fault of his own, he was one of the few players whose contract hadn't come up recently.
Right.
And he didn't have a no-trade clause. No-trade clause meaning you could pretty much dictate if and or where you get moved outside of St. Louis Blues.
Right.
So he got shipped out.
And he was like everybody's favorite. He was the face of the team.
I would say that the only person that would have eclipsed him is Tarasenko in the last few years.
Right. But Tarasenko still is working on his English.
Yes.
So you're not going to be a superstar if you can't. But I mean, I loved, you see Tarasenko gives away his stick after every game.
Yep.
Like, he doesn't even say a word. He just reaches it up, gives it out.
Yep.
So the Mano family loves hockey.
And I will say that even people outside of St. Louis probably know who TJ Oshie is because of what happened in the Olympics.
Sochi.
The Olympics, right. Yep. I was gonna say.
He's the guy who did the shootout in the Olympics.
So last year when Oshie got traded, I went in to tell my kids. And I was actually going in to tell Rocky. And Libby Lou, our little five-year-old at the time, was in the room at the same time. She was already having a bad day. And she's a little bit of a emotional child anyway. And she sounded like this.
What?
TJ Oshie left the team.
TJ Oshie left the team. But he's going to be on a new team, and he'll still come back and visit.
But then we didn't. But then we won't want him to win.
Then you won't want
him.
It's the truth.
So it's not uncommon for me to post, to take videos of Libby Lou having meltdowns, because what I do is I send them to my husband at work.
Right.
And I'm like, look at what I'm dealing with. Like, I do it. Like, I've got 40 videos of Libby Lou having a meltdown. That one hit at the right time. I guess it's happened with other players, too. I didn't know that. I didn't know if it was, like, kind of like a cliche thing. But within, like, 3 hours, it was, like, a viral video. And then Libby Lou got to go on SportsCenter.
Yep.
And TJ Oshie called her. And he promised her that when he came back in town, that he would come and see her. And so we got an email from the Capitals saying we want to invite you guys out to the morning skate.
Which was awesome.
Yeah. And so we get there. You know, it was Kelly Mano plus four because our whole family was going to go.
Sure.
At the very last second, we had determined that because of Lucy's first communion and the timing that Jimmy and Lucy were not going to get to go.
Right.
And it was like, we had like hours notice. And I'm like, well, I don't want to waste this opportunity.
Sure.
So I'm like, I need some close by hockey buddies, the Rockies, to, you know, jump in and go with us. And we try to, anytime we get to do cool stuff with the kids, we try to spread the love with different kids,
right,
and change it up. And so we picked two kids that we had never taken to anything cool before. And we get to go backstage, or backstage.
Right.
What's it called? behind the doors of the Scott Trade.
Yeah.
And TJ Oshie came out, and Libby Lou just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. It would, and the thing to remember is Libby's a fairly quiet and shy girl.
She doesn't like grown-ups.
Especially right. around people she doesn't really know.
Right.
But, I mean, I think by this point, probably everyone has seen the footage that's been on
right.
a lot of websites by now of TJ coming around the corner, and she runs like it's grandpa.
I did not expect that at all, because keep in mind, like, she's only seen him on TV. She's never
right.
met him in real life.
I was wondering if she was going to recognize him in person, to be honest.
I knew that she would, because she's got a couple of videos saved on her phone. There's like a funny video of him and his wife like riding a roller coaster, and he's really scared. And somebody sent that to her once. So she's got that. And if the Capitals are on, she'll come in and watch it. I was amazed at how much she watched the game.
Yeah, she really did.
We took her to the game. I brought like a bag of Barbies and like all this stuff, because I'm like, she's going to be bored after one period. You know, because they're what, 50 yards away?
Probably.
I mean, we had good seats, but still. She's a 6-year-old
girl. When
you're five,
your attention span is pretty null.
Right.
Exactly. But she literally watched the whole game. She cheered for the Capitals the whole game. She was so excited that they won. So I'm going to post all of the pictures and all of the video from everything at KellyMano.com, because it was amazing.
Excellent. It was a fun night.
Yeah. Had fun. I saw everything, and it was I am not ashamed to say, I teared up a little bit. It was so cute.
Yeah.
There's people like my husband's buddy, like Justin Flagg, like people like that, that I don't expect to have any sort of emotion. It's like, oh my God.
Well,
he's like, I actually just had an emotion during that.
Anybody,
all the feels.
Yes.
Anybody who's a sports fan can relate to what it was like to be a kid when your favorite athlete either retires or
sure.
gets traded or something.
Sure.
Everyone has had that.
Yeah.
And so I think that it doesn't matter how tough of a dude you are.
Right.
When you see a kid get the opportunity to have a human moment with
right.
their idol, like
mm-hmm.
you feel that, because
yeah.
you've been that kid. And even if you've had that experience or not, you know what that would feel like.
Yep. And I was so nervous during the moment because, like you said, Libby Lou's really shy. And I kind of warned the PR guy beforehand. I'm like, just remind TJ that she's like a super shy kid. Right. So if she doesn't talk a whole lot, like, don't be offended. That's not. But like, she ran and jumped in his arms, like you said, like it was grandpa.
Yeah, it was really cute. And it was really also really cute to see TJ talk about it in the press conference before the game.
Yeah.
And talk about how he got four big hugs.
I know, right? So I'm going to post all of that at kellymano.com. I've been putting out little bits and pieces of it on my Facebook, but I've got a lot more because I'm a photographer. Mm-hmm. The best part was that, so the three boys that I brought with us, Rocky and two of his buddies who love the Capitals, I said, look, today's about Libby Lou. You guys just get to come with us, and she's a pretty nice guy, so you're probably going to get a picture with him too, maybe an autograph, but that's it.
Yeah, don't expect anything else.
And then we're going to get to watch the Capitals practice. So when else does a youth hockey kids get to watch a practice? I'm like, I don't want you to expect anything more than that.
Right.
So we meet TJ, and of course, he signs for the boys, takes pictures with the boys, and then leaves, and then their PR guy. So all three boys are wearing Ovechkin jerseys, and Alex Ovechkin is like, what, today's Wayne Gretzky?
He's the most prolific scorer in the league.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He is a superstar. And the PR guy's like, if you kids stay here, I'm going to go try to find Ovechkin. And they all instantly, like, deer in the headlights, like, freaking out because we did not expect this. Libby Lou turns around and goes and sits down because TJ Oshie has signed her iPhone or her little iPod. Yeah. So
she's good.
Yeah, she's good. And all of a sudden, behind the curtain comes this gigantic man. And the look on their faces, and he's like, hello, gentlemen. And he shakes each one of the kids' hands. And then he goes, you like a picture? And, like, he looks right at me. And I'm like, okay. So I take out my phone to do a picture. And then he sees Libby Lou in a Capitals jersey. And he's like, does she want in picture? And so I turn to Libby Lou. And we're the only ones in the hallway. I said, Libby Lou? I said, do you want to get in a picture? And she said, with who? That guy? No, I don't know him. I just wanted a picture with TJ.
So amazing.
And she looks right at him. And I'm like,
you know what? That is a great humanizing moment for an athlete.
I guess so, because then Ovechkin posed for the photo, and he literally spun each boy around and signed, and he's like, thank you, have a good day, and then off he went. And
that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, all business, but he was, like, big and Russian and, like, yeah.
He was very Russian about the meet and greet.
Yes. And he's, like, almost.
Take picture. I signed jersey. Go now.
And he's, like, 4 feet down the hallway, and Libby Lou's like, Mom, what's wrong with his teeth?
Nice.
I'm like, stop.
Honey, he's Russian.
You've done enough. So that was our amazing weekend. Make sure you go to kellymano.com later today to see all the pictures. A huge thank you to TJ Oshie and the Washington Capitals. What a class act.
Yeah,
love you.
It was really cool.
Coach Oshie and Mama Oshie, you guys raised a good one. So thank you guys so much. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Podcast.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt at Remax. Rachel is my homegirl. I know I have shared the news with Hoss and Gary, but the Manos have officially, we are writing up a contract on a house tomorrow.
That's awesome.
So, doesn't mean we're going to get it, but we are so excited. And we are also having an open house at our house this Sunday, April 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. I will put all of the details at kellymano.com.
Cool.
So that you can find the link, the address. You can also just call Rachel and be like, hey, I hear the Manos house is awesome, because it's perfect for families. If you're looking in the Hazelwood School District, we live on like a little cul-de-sac. We got a huge backyard. Our house is like kid heaven.
Yeah, it really is. You have a very great family house.
If we were not bumping into each other, we would stay here forever. But three kids, two dogs, and a pig,
yep,
and two grown-ups. If you have less than that, then this house will be great for you.
If you're not old McDonald like the Manos.
Exactly. Rachel has been amazing. We started with her like almost over a year ago, because it takes a long time to buy a house.
Do you think that Rachel will throw a party once she finally sells you a house?
Yes, she'll
be
like,
done with the
I'm so done with you guys.
It's going to be like, you're going to hit this huge.
Thank you. But I know so many of my friends and family, even if you're thinking of moving in like a year, now is the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we met with Rachel a year ago and we weren't in the position to move.
It's not a 2-month process.
No, she's like, you need to change this, this, and this, and I'll see you in a year. Yep. So Rachel is amazing. To get in touch with her, you can give her a call at 636-720-3836 or go to her website, which is homesalesinstcharles.com. Please tell her that Kelly Mano sent you so she knows that her advertising is working. And if you need all of that repeated, just go to kellymano.com later today and look for the Rachel Witt logo.
Now back from the 606-44 full of endo. Untypical is that badass hoe. B to the R to the A to the T. Ain't no bitch in this industry that can see me. The city of CHI is where I'm from. The third motherfucker to drop the bomb on the bomb, and here I come.
Good busters off.
I am the worst bleeper ever.
No, you nailed those.
Shut up, I did not.
Yeah, no, you did.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you hadn't told me, I would have thought that was part of the edit. That was good.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Not legitimately, that was good.
Good.
All right. Well, because just like the Brat's my favorite rapper, and you know, there's just only so much I can play of her. So
right.
I'm like, I'll just put in some of the uncensored stuff, and I'll just bleep it when like a cuss word comes up. And
well, you hit it that way.
All right. Well, lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride. So Haas got no sleep over the weekend.
No.
Because he went and saw It was Guns N' Roses what?
Night one of the reunion tour.
All right, so it kicked off. You went by yourself, right?
I did.
You're like, F this. I'm just going to pack up and go. I'm not worried about... People are so flaky these days. Like, they say they're going to do something with you, and then they don't. And
yep.
Plans change. So you're like, F this. Here's my ticket. Here's my, you know, phew, go.
I had friends who were going. Like, I knew a lot of people who were going to go. So
yeah.
I got there, and I met up with some people. It was a lot of fun. Before the show, we got to go around back. It was a really fun experience because Axel walks around the corner, and I jump into his arms like his grandpa. Oh, wait. No,
shut up. You did
that's,
not.
That's Libby. That was Libby and TJ Oshie.
Yes.
No, I flew out after work Friday night. My flight was delayed, which started to get really, really anxious. I was like, listen here, Southwest.
Right.
If I miss this show, I'm going to own your airline.
I've used that line before.
But I get into town, and silly me. Thinking that my flight delay was going to be a problem because doors were delayed for an hour because it's Guns N' Roses. Nothing happens
God,
on time.
See, I don't go to any concerts where they delay like that.
Well, I don't think that was on the band. The new arena sidebar is gorgeous.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The T-Mobile Arena is fantastic. And they made it for hockey, and you can tell.
All right, cool.
So we got in. The band didn't start until midnight. And like midnight on the dot midnight.
Seriously, like I'm in bed sleeping by then. And Axel's older than me.
And let's put it in perspective. Midnight, Vegas.
Oh,
so to me,
God.
It feels like it's 2:00 in the morning.
Right.
So and then you said the show. I saw clips of the show.
The show was 2.5 hours. And it was just hit.
And
it sounded amazing. You would have never... known that these guys hadn't played together in 23 years.
Axel sounds fantastic.
Yeah, he really does. And I've seen him, and I've been a defender of his forever. Like, I have
right.
always unwavered in my Team Axel side.
You defended him through, like, the cornrow phase
oh,
and, the
yeah.
and the Botox.
I have been Team Axel the whole way.
Right.
And I thought he sounded good the last few tours, but you could tell towards the end of nights his voice
yeah.
would fail him. Dude is on it. Like,
well,
that show Friday night. And he was sitting down because he broke his foot earlier this week.
Because he's an old man. So
yeah.
How can he go out at midnight?
He's,
right.
he's sitting in the Dave Grohl throne from the last
right.
Foo Fighters show. But he's immobile, and he's belting it out while he's sitting down, which is not easy.
Oh, singing when you're sitting is very hard.
And it was great. Like, to see Axl and Slash on stage again is something that I think as a Guns N' Roses fan, I've wished for, as
yeah.
most of us have, forever.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't ever really think it was going to happen. There was so much mystery as to what exactly went down. Was it money? Was it personalities?
Right.
Was it creative? What was it? But it was a for real, we don't talk to each other anymore type of situation.
There was a small while there where nobody thought No Doubt was going to get back together, which
yeah.
was my favorite band. And Gwen had done her solo thing and... they had tried to get back together and write another album, and it didn't work. So they're like, screw it. Let's just go on tour and just do the hits.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even have a CD to promote. They just went on tour, and I had not seen them together in like 10 years.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine waiting
23
years
to
see your band, you know,
the last
again.
Time that they were on stage together was Rock in Rio 93.
Right. And then, so you, so the show gets over at 2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning.
Did you go straight back to the airport?
I walked over to, across the street to New York, and had a small bite to eat because I hadn't really eaten anything besides Skittles and alcohol for the last 14 hours.
Like a teenager.
But yeah, like the show was over. I had a handful of French fries and went back to the airport and flew home.
So when did you take the lady's vagina picture? Was that on the way out or the way back?
It was on the way out. I had landed in Vegas and I came back from using the restroom and I grabbed a monster out of the vending machine and I turned around and there's this lady sitting waiting for her flight, I'm assuming.
Right.
And she's sitting in, you know, the airport chairs and she has her feet up on her chair.
She's like in the giving birth position. Gary, did you get this photo?
Absolutely.
She looks like she's ready for a pap smear.
Yes.
Right.
Her skirt is up around her shoulders. And I'm sitting there like, for real? Does no one else notice that, like, this girl's business is just out? Like, I know it's Vegas.
For that matter, does this girl not notice?
I get that it's Vegas. My first thought was she has to be just completely drunk out of her mind and not knowing what's happening in her world.
Right. Well, okay. Have you posted the photo anywhere yet?
No, because everyone hates me for what I did to the 3-year-old kid.
Listen, that
and
was...
And that was just a 3-year-old kid. That wasn't a girl flashing her junk.
Well, I think there's a difference between a... is our stripper here? Oh, I heard Jimmy.
I don't think so.
I heard Jimmy talking to somebody. My husband's not out there with a stripper, is he?
Oh.
Okay. So anyway, I think that there's a difference between posting a photo of a kid or somebody who is just like unsuspecting and doesn't know.
Right.
I think when you're wearing leopard print underwear and your vagina's hanging out in an airport, you're kind of asking for it. So I'm going to post the photo, but I'll blur out her eyes.
Yeah, because you can see most of her face.
Right. So, yeah, if you guys look at me trying to drive traffic to my website.
Ah, Vegas. I'm telling you, for people who've never been to Vegas, that's really not too out of the ordinary.
That's tame for Vegas.
Yeah. I don't go to Vegas a lot, but I was shocked by that picture. I'm like, what do you mean? Is this like out in public? So if you want to see...
I will tell you this, Kelly. There were three girls that I saw walking the concourse at the Guns N' Roses show who were going to the show wearing legitimately nothing but like...
Kelly Mano t-shirts?
No. Might as well have been. Like spaghetti strap, silk 90s and heels. No. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like Lucy going to her first communion
like,
Saturday.
And that's just like, that's normal, like, Friday night on the town. Where in Vegas? Yeah. Like, it's that kind of party.
Hey, Haas, can I ask you a legitimate Guns N' Roses question really quick?
Yes.
Okay. There's been all the reports going around about Axl and AC/DC. Are these true? Are these not true?
Well, I don't think anything official has been said. I know that there were pictures of him and the band coming out of a rehearsal studio in Atlanta.
Ooh, what if they're doing something for, like, the MTV Movie Awards or something? Are there any big award show coming
up? Well, that's tonight, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was recorded last night.
God, you know...
That used to be a holiday at my house, and I did not...
All the MTV Awards, and they mean nothing now.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he does it, because they're not on this tour, but the last two Guns N' Roses tours I've seen, they've always done an AC/DC cover.
Okay.
Yeah. Axl's a huge fan, and his voice... While not the same as Brian Johnson, it's similar.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he could get it done. And I kind of wonder if that's the reason why on this Guns N' Roses tour the dates are so far apart that it's going to allow him to do a Guns N' Roses date and then fly to an AC/DC date.
Gotcha.
And come back.
And then, so Haas gets home, and he comes home, like takes a nap, comes straight to the hockey game with the Manos.
Which, can I tell you how much I love the Manos, what I passed up on?
Well, he gets there, and he's like, guess what I passed up on? I could have stayed in Vegas...
And seen Britney Spears.
And I'm like, well, you didn't have to come with us. But you wanted to see the Oshie return.
I wanted to see that, you know, Oshie's homecoming. Because I'm a big Oshie fan.
Yeah.
And secondly, my friend was like, oh, we have free tickets to the show if you want to go. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, free tickets to Britney Spears means I'm going to be sitting 4,000 rows away surrounded by 6-year-old girls. I don't need that.
Great.
And then in the middle of the night, I start getting the pictures from my friend.
He's like in the third row.
Who was like... could reach out and touch half-naked sweaty Britney. And I was just like, oh, my God.
So when we were coming home from the Blues game Saturday night, Haas is like, he had not slept in, like, 36 hours and had nothing but, like, liquor and Skittles. And he's like, He's like, what time are we doing the show tomorrow? I'm like, 3 o'clock. He's like, all right. He goes, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to bed. I'll set my alarm for 2 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the morning, you're sending me pictures of Britney Spears.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Did you see that picture?
Yes.
That's why I'm sending you pictures of Britney Spears.
Do you not, like, turn off your phone when you sleep?
I do, but I think I have an internal alarm that wakes myself up anytime somebody messaged me anything Axel or Britney.
Right. So he sends me a picture of Britney Spears at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, why are you awake?
Because of that.
What the hell is wrong
you know,
with you?
I have realize, to tell you.
Think about that. Everything in my world that I want was in Vegas Friday night.
Right. And I have to tell you, I'm so jealous of the two of you.
For what?
Everything that you guys have done this weekend.
Oh, we did have a cool weekend.
I'm doing it all over again next weekend.
Look, I umpired Little League softball, and I watched the first 2 hours of the Masters. Well, that was my weekend.
In the words of the great Charlie Sheen, sorry my life is so much more bitching than yours. I planned it that way.
Nice.
Lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by our good friend Addison, also known as Tim Melton. He runs Gateway Photo Booth. They have been in business since 2009. My friend Angie just hired them, and she used the Kelly Mano discount. So if you are looking for a photo booth for your upcoming birthday, bar mitzvah, anniversary, circumcision party, anything you're having, and you need a photo booth, all you have to do is call up Tim and say, Kelly Mano! And you get a $50 discount.
Do I have to do it just like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just want people to start shouting my name and getting discounts. But really, if you go to www.gatewayphotobooth.com, you can get all of the information you need. They are great for weddings because it's like a take-home favor for your guests. Wedding packages start at just $600, but actually $550 if you yell,
Kelly Mano!
Kelly Mano!
Yes! So again, go to www.gatewayphotobooth.com or call 314-920-7789. Ask for our buddy Addison and ask for the special discount by yelling,
Kelly Mano!
Hi, this is David Backus, and you're listening to the Kelly Mano Show.
And she's really awesome.
And she's a little off her rocker, but fun all the time.
It must be the ass that got me like that. If it get any fatter, man, the rule gon' have to get at her. And our situation won't matter. I come to make you smile in the freakiest manners. J to the L-O. Hello. No, I'm not Lee Harvey. Y'all's ball. I'm the rule in the
I have no idea what we're talking about, so talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Was this the Ja Rule and the Shanti song?
It's Ja Rule and J-Lo.
Well, it's
J-Lo, that's right.
Ja Rule is the Lil Jon of the 90s.
You think so?
Well, Ja Rule was in like every song in
the
1990s.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Just like Lil Jon was in every song in the 2000s.
He seemed like Ja Rule always reminded me of a slightly more family-friendly DMX.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Good call.
With less arrests.
Right. Less arrests, less dog barks, but still really someone needed to give him a throat lozenge.
So I remember what I wanted to talk about. Number one, the brand new Tomboy shirts are available at KellyMano.com, as well as our brand new tumblers, the pink ones.
Oh, nice.
The Tomboy shirts are adorable. They say sassy, classy, and a bit smartassy. And so do the tumblers. I think the shirts are 20 and the cups are 15. And the best news is that I set up the entire online storefront all by myself.
Good for you.
You don't understand. Jimmy does all of that for me. And the fact that I was able to do that, I'm really, really proud. So if
That's
you just
awesome.
Go to KellyMano.com, I'm shipping out some orders tomorrow. So if you place it right now, you're going to get it soon. So I need to talk about something that's really, really creeping me out.
All right.
So first of all, did you guys see my post on Facebook earlier this week about how they've discovered this other hidden message box? Now,
yes.
We already know that Facebook has all these algorithms and decides for you what you should see.
Right.
It kind of tracks your clicking and what your interests are. And it decides, because, you know, in my news feed, you see the same people over and over and over again.
I can go one better. about a month ago, I was just Google searching online for, like, I have a weird beam that goes through part of my house that it's kind of ugly because it's just drywall.
Right.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll get one of those faux wood beams I can put over and make it look like a, you know, exposed wood beam.
Uh-huh.
I Google searched that site once. Spent 5 minutes on that site. Every advertisement on Facebook now is faux wood beams.
Well, okay, I'm gonna go even creepier than that. You know what? We used to have creepy music in here. Did we get rid of it?
Oh, I'm sure we probably did.
Anything pop from, I'm gonna say, 96 through 98. All right, that'll work.
It's from Halloween.
You should have just played the Make It a Murderer song.
Yes! Oh, that would have been awesome. Did you see they're gonna do a season two?
Which, how?
Because that lawyer...
Is there that much of an update?
Yes, that lawyer has discovered all this new evidence.
Okay.
It's amazing. So, like we were saying,
they need to do a season two.
Just on the kid.
And put the person who's giving haircuts in Manitowoc County on trial.
No, season two needs to be the little Brendan Dassey trying to see WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
His plight.
That was the best meme of a couple weeks ago, by the way.
Yes. Yes, I saw that. So we already know that Facebook decides what you should see in your feed and what you shouldn't, which is super annoying. I know that there's kind of ways to change it, but it's just a pain in the ass. And then a couple years ago, we all found out that we had these other folders on Facebook where we had all these unseen messages. Well, now there is a third folder that they've been keeping from us. And I'll post all the instructions online. I'll put it at kellymano.com later today so that you guys can find it. I found people who wanted to hire me for weddings, people that wanted to hire me for my Santa shoots. Whenever I was on NBC's Best Time Ever, mm-hmm. one of the production assistants were like, hey, you were great on the show today, and showed me all these pictures that he had taken of the dress rehearsal of of my stand-in.
Stunt Kelly?
Yeah, he's like, when we had to block the show, we had to put in like a fake Kelly. So here's so there were some spammy stuff in there.
Sure.
But there was legit stuff in there too. And I was so pissed off because I always tell people, I don't do business on Facebook. I don't do business on Facebook.
Right.
That's why. Facebook is not a place for business.
You mean all the messages from Axel and Brittany that I've been waiting for are probably in this third folder?
They're gone.
Oh.
And so something else that I have found creepy is that, you know, like you mentioned, you can Google something and then of a sudden, I've known that for a long time. Two creepy things have happened. One of them have happened to Jimmy and I twice now. It was once on my end and it was once on his end, where he and I will be having like a conversation and somebody's name will come up. Like I'll say, oh, did you hear so-and-so? And it'll be somebody that we have not talked about in forever. And all of a sudden, that person's in our Facebook news feed. Like, their updates, we're seeing them all the time. So we've both noticed that. Now, even one step creepier than that, at least I think, is that we needed something for the studio, which are these little quarter-inch adapters for our headphones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy and I had a text conversation back and forth, not on Facebook. Jimmy and I have never Facebooked each other in our entire lives. We live together, okay? So we don't send each other Facebook messages, but we text back and forth. And I texted him a screenshot from Amazon Prime, not from Facebook. I texted him a screenshot. I'm like, are these the right jacks I need? And he wrote back, and he's like, no, don't get those. Get these ones, blah, blah, blah. So we had this little conversation on text. And then quarter-inch jacks start popping up in my Facebook ads.
That's so weird.
And let me be clear again. We did not talk about this on Facebook. I even went back and checked. And I had not Googled those. And actually, the picture I pulled up was from my home computer, not even my phone.
Oh, wow.
And so Facebook
knew. Do you ever access Facebook for the computer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how.
So Facebook knew that Jimmy and I had been talking about those. And all of a sudden started placing those ads in my Facebook feed.
Yeah, that's
Skynet, dude.
Yeah,
Skynet.
It's weird. It's weird. I had something today. It's funny. I was just talking to my wife about it. Not even my doctor, but my doctor's partner in her office showed up randomly on my people I may know. Just random. No, we don't have any friends in common.
Oh, it's weird.
Randomly, he's just there. I'm like, and I've never even met the guy.
Now, so
that's weird.
Yeah,
and so the Bible, as a Christian, I know we got like a Jew, a Christian, and a
Christian. Literally and figuratively.
Literally, you're a Christian. the Bible talks a lot about the mark of the beast, which is like kind of like a sign of like the end times. And in the Bible, I think it refers to it as like a chip they put in your hand, or it's supposed to be like something where they put a mark on your hand and you can't even buy grocery stores without it. You can't do this or that without it. And I'm only half joking when I say that I wonder if Facebook is not some like sort of freaky mark of the beast, because listen, you can't do anything without it, because I've tried turning off my Facebook multiple times.
Right.
I lose my logins for everything. I couldn't access my Spotify. I couldn't access people from the show.
That is the genius that is Facebook's marketing, is so many other websites will let you log in via Facebook.
Oh.
Right, exactly.
And once you do it, because it's convenient. I do it for a lot of things. I don't want to fill out this whole form. I can log in through Facebook.
Yes.
Fine, done. But you shut down Facebook, and you are effed in the A.
You can't
Because you can't get in anything.
Exactly. And so it's making it to where we cannot survive without our Facebook. And it's freaking me out.
On the eighth day, God created Facebook.
He created Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Mark Zuckerberg is at the left.
That's right.
But it just, you know, I speak of my...
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and programmer.
I speak of my disdain for Facebook all the time. But I'm a slave to it because I have a business.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
There have been times when I've taken a break and it's so nice. But then like I had been talking with somebody who wanted to be on the show and I'm like, oh, I need to contact them. And I'm like, oh, we talked on Facebook.
No. Oh, but wait.
And then I'm like, wait, well, how do I look them up? Cause you know what we don't have? We don't have like a Yellow Pages for email addresses.
When's the last time you've kept a phone book that was delivered to you?
Never. But why don't we have a Yellow Pages for email addresses? Like, why isn't there, like, a whitepages.com for email addresses?
Well, there you go. Kelly Mano, you're a hustler. Let's get it together.
I mean, really, that's not a bad business idea.
I mean, right. I don't have enough businesses. Did I tell you I'm starting a private eye next year, too?
Nice.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to call it Two Pissed Chicks, and I'm going to follow around cheating husbands.
Wow.
I'm dead serious.
And who's Haas, the other pissed chick?
I was going to say.
I'm not telling you.
Right. And Haas, obviously, you could not be a part of this.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not married.
No. Yeah, my sweet grandma Sally used to always tell me that I had too many irons in the fire.
You know what I can do is I'll start a side business off of Kelly's Two Pissed Chicks called Get Revenge on Your Cheating Dude. And when they get mad and want to get revenge, they can call me.
Right.
You're so
Dirty
funny.
Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, right?
That's right.
Sung by Axl Rose.
All right.
Correct.
We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
Now you're looking like a lonely man. I remember how you did me wrong. Now you're hurting because my love is gone. Everybody gets a chance to burn. You can take it as a lesson. It's a love. Funny day. Baby, that you want me. When you had me, love is crazy. Now I can smile and say, ain't that a funny day? Funny
day. The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by La Tejana Taqueria.
That is correct.
Am I saying it right?
Absolutely.
Do
your Spanish is so perfect.
Do you know the only thing I remember from Spanish class? El burro sabe más que tú. That means
something about the donkey.
The donkey is smarter than you.
Nice.
And el chicle en la canasta. Because every day my teacher's like, put your gum in the trash can, Kelly.
I know chicle just from going to Tijuana when I was in LA.
Chicle?
Oh, no.
Looking, chicle, chicle, chicle.
Kids. Oh, so I met the Mexican version of Kelly Mano a few weeks ago when I walked into La Tejana and I met Brenda, who is, like me, too many irons in the fire. This girl is like a ball of energy. She is so much fun. And she and her husband own La Tejana Taqueria.
Right.
And so they've got a restaurant there. And it is located at 3149 North Lindbergh Boulevard. And it is an authentic Mexican restaurant.
Right.
This is not Taco Bell, people. Don't go in and ask for the white cheese. But you can you can get, as Gary loves, the carne asada.
That's right.
I just emailed I called my friend Kelly Park, who is Mexican. Don't let the last name fool you. She's married. And I'm like, she's like, tell me about this Mexican place because I don't believe it because every authentic place I've tried has been terrible. She went and she loved it.
Ding, nice. Ding, ding, ding.
So, and we passed it on the way to the Blues game.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I want to go. I love
it. I know. So it's located at 3149 North Lindbergh Boulevard. And so, okay, the good news and bad news is this. you cannot yell Kelly Mano and get a discount, but you can say Kelly Mano and they will tell you about their secret banana chocolate burrito.
Hell yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gary, have you had the banana chocolate burrito?
Yes, many times.
And tell me about the banana chocolate burrito at La Tejana.
It is a very large slice of heaven.
Yeah?
It's not a little slice of heaven. It's a large slice of heaven.
I haven't even had it yet. I'm going to have to go there just
so
for that.
Oh, it's so phenomenal.
Let me know when you go. I want it on this.
I know. We need to just go do a whole group thing. And while you're there, you know, if you're interested in trying, like, some new cooking things, you can head on over to the Mexican market, right? Grocery store.
Oh, that's cool.
They've got creepy shit in there.
I bet.
Like intestines and,
oh, yeah, man.
Like chicken feet and cow tongue and
yep.
Cactus. They eat cactus.
Yeah. Here, Kelly.
What?
When we go to La Tejana,
yeah,
and we'll all go together, I want you to have Tony or Brenda make you lengua tacos.
Ooh, is that intestines?
No.
Is it balls?
No.
Okay. They do have really normal stuff, too. Their tacos are their number one seller. Their pork is marinated with pineapple. Like literally, you walk in and everything just smells amazing. This has gone on long enough. Their website is latejanataqueria.com. You're never going to spell taqueria right if you're not Mexican.
There's a Q in there.
Yeah, there is a Q in there. So my advice is that you just go to kellymano.com later today, and I will link you over to La Tejana myself.
It's a good...
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She cause she don't know me, but yo, she's gonna be fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that?
All right, you are listening to the Kelly Mano podcast. Gary.
Yes, ma'am.
You watched the American Idol series finale this week, right?
Yes, I did.
Was it good? I didn't watch it. Not because I didn't want to. I just, the kids.
Oh, I actively didn't want to.
Oh.
I'm glad that the national nightmare is over.
I mean, I haven't watched it in years, but right. I watched it in the beginning and just, you know, my kids suck every minute out of my day and I just couldn't, you know. But I heard it was, like, everybody came back, right?
Right, everybody came back. I mean, and full disclosure, yes, I haven't watched the show itself in probably 3 or 4 years, but I was a huge fan, but I also knew when it had jumped the shark.
Exactly.
But being that it was the final season, I watched, and, you know, and surprisingly, the person that I thought was going to be the favorite, that I thought mm-hmm. was going to win, ended up not winning.
Was that the big black girl?
Yeah.
And then the little white guy?
Yeah, the guy, his name was Trent Harmon. He won. And the more that I thought about it, LaPortia, the other girl.
Uh-huh.
That's not a real name.
LaPortia.
No. She's so good. She's not going to need the media machine
behind her.
They
always say that. But
those record contracts they get are basically
like
indentured
servitude.
Oh, my God.
Slavery. Oh, yeah. But everybody was back. Every single winner came back.
Except for Kelly, because she's having a baby, right?
No, she wasn't there live that night.
She was live on video.
She put something together about 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was like a medley of all of her hits.
Aww.
Starting from, and she did a moment like this from when she won.
What about Fantasia Burrito or whatever her name
Burrito.
Is?
Burrito.
No, we're not talking about La Tejana.
That's the special La Tejana this week.
No.
Didn't she like really blast American Idol a couple years ago?
She did, but no, she was there. And yeah, she and Jennifer Hudson and LaToya London together. They were all together on the same season, and
wow.
They called themselves the Three Divas. Ugh. And oh, when they sang though,
I bet
it was phenomenal.
All right, question to the group:
what?
What do you think is the, if you had to put one person as the all-time biggest winner on that show, who do you think it was?
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Think so?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah, it's she's made the most money
more than Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
Ooh, Jennifer Hudson has a Grammy.
She's made Carrie Underwood. I literally just saw this.
And Jennifer Hudson's kind of branched out to acting too,
right?
And Weight Watchers.
Carrie Underwood has a net worth of $75 million.
Jennifer Hudson is number two.
Yeah, I mean, I would, if we're going just music, it's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, but
I would say if you're going full star power, it's close.
Yeah, Carrie Jennifer. Underwood posted something really cute on Instagram the other day.
You know who it's not? Justin Guarini.
What? Justin Justin Guarini? No, he was there.
He got a movie.
He was on the show, and he actually looked good. And everybody, the big thing that everybody was talking about was
Bo Bryce.
Was Bo Bryce, the guy that had the long hair during the show. He looked completely different. I was I saw that guy come out, and I'm like, who is that? And then it was like, what?
Was Sanjaya there?
Yeah, Sanjaya was
goofy
there.
Goofy-ass hair again?
Yes.
Did he have the ponytail mohawk?
Yes.
No, he did not.
He did.
That is so stupid.
But they only had him sitting in the crowd. They had him sitting behind Brian Dunkelman.
There's probably
Brian Dunkelman
was back.
And then afterwards, they pulled out a hole in the ground, and Sanjaya and Brian Dunkelman went
fell back into
the hole that they crawled out of.
Was Simon there?
Yes. And that was actually very cool.
Did he
cool.
beat up Sanjaya finally?
No.
But that was actually pretty cool.
Come
because
closer
they
to the microphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Wow.
It's because one of your headphone ears aren't working because we can't seem to figure out our freaking headphone jacks. So I'm the only person in here that can hear out of both ears.
Gotcha.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Did you cry? Because that seems like a Gary thing to do.
Yes.
You teared up?
I did.
Oh, that's okay.
Weak.
Well, because I will say when Trent won, because I was actually kind of happy because he's the
Reznor?
Guy I really wanted to win. No, not Academy Award winner Trent Reznor. No.
Okay.
When Trent Harmon won, I was surprised.
Yeah.
So, was actually kind of cool. But no, the big surprise, nobody actually knew that Simon was coming. They all thought he was not going to be there.
I thought
and
the
they
big
were,
surprise
and,
was going to be that the show was still on the
no,
air.
No, and Randy and Paula were out on stage. They were talking about Simon, and Ryan was talking about Simon. And then Simon comes walking out, and they were like, we all thought you were still in London. I mean, Ryan said it. We thought you were still in London. He's like, I was supposed to be.
I have the cutest picture. So during season one of American Idol, or actually it was season two, right when it was huge, I got a media pass to go interview him for Steven DC, and I was pregnant with Rocky at the time. And I had the cutest picture of Paula Abdul rubbing my belly with Rocky in it. So
nice.
I'll dig that up and I'll put it on the website
there
today
you go.
Too. So freaking KellyMano.com is full of stuff today.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got the girl vagina picture that Haas captured at the airport.
Right.
I'll even give you a Brittany and an Axel picture to throw up there too from the weekend.
Oh, I'm so tired of you showing every 5 seconds Haas shows me a picture of Britney Spears on his phone. I don't know what she looks like.
There's never enough Britney Spears.
Yes, there. We will. We'll also post all of the stuff from TJ Oshie and Libby Lou. I will post the link to the creepy Facebook thing if you want to find your other messages.
Yep.
Anything else? Oh, our next show coming up on Thursday, we are interviewing a stripper.
Yeah.
Yay.
Does she prefer exotic dancer?
You know?
Is it like the stewardess?
I don't think she really
thing?
Cares. We can ask her when she gets here, but I think she's pretty cool with being a stripper.
Because we like interviewing people with cool jobs.
Yeah, and that's what I told her.
Yeah, and so don't forget, we are now going up to 2 shows a week. And
hooray!
Go to Facebook later today and share our video. Tell people why you love the show. And we're going to draw 4 tickets to the Cardinal game on Wednesday morning. And you'll be sitting in section 228 at the game on Saturday.
That's
so
awesome.
Excited for baseball season to get here.
Yes.
Thank you for sticking with us through 40 episodes of the Kelly Mano podcast. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Haas. If you like the show, share the show. In this case, it might get you Cardinal tickets.
That's true.
Very
true.
So,
next week we are talking about, or not next week,
next
Thursday.
Show. Thursday.
We're talking about the strippers. I'm going to talk about my trouble with spandex bike riders.
Oh.
And much
and
more.
And how.
Yes. All right. So we will be back this Thursday.
Yay!
Hooray! Thanks for listening. Be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Haas, anything for the fellas?
I'm too tired. To
all right. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
See ya!
Thank you very much.